Welcome back. It's 7:15 and we begin with a question we'd all like to know the answer to. What happened and why when our government gave banks who told lies an unlimited guarantee 5 years ago? The Taoiseach said in the Dáil yesterday he believed that legislation currently going through the Houses of the Oireachtas will provide a process for a parliamentary inquiry which could lead to the truth. He said that process would start and he wanted to find out what happened. The question is, what are the means and what are the prospects? We're joined by John O'Dowd, lecturer in law at UCD. Good morning.
Good morning.
Could you spell out for us, just as things stand and as things will stand after this legislation is passed, as presumably it will be, what are the options?
Well, there seem to be three different kinds of inquiry you could have. You could have the traditional tribunal of inquiry under a judge or a group of judges, perhaps assisted by experts, which would be given terms of reference by the Oireachtas to look into particular events or transactions.
And given all that's happened, almost certainly out of the question.
It seems very unlikely. The government seems very reluctant to go down that road.
Option two.
Option two would be another commission of investigation. We had the Nyberg Commission already, so that needn't be a judge, for example, as it wasn't in the Nyberg case, could be an expert of some kind.
And it's not public?
It's not public, no. The default with a tribunal is that it's public and it can sit in private if necessary. The default with a commission of investigation is the other way around, that essentially it operates behind closed doors. But comes out into the public if it thinks it's necessary for some specific reason. Now, again, the terms of reference would be the important issue there. Now, it's clear that a tribunal, both a tribunal and a commission of investigation can make findings of personal culpability against individuals. It can blame people, can form an opinion that certain individuals behaved improperly or even illegally and put that on the record in terms of its final report.
So, but where we're at is what the Taoiseach spoke about, a parliamentary inquiry.
Yes.
So what, okay, assuming we get a parliamentary inquiry with the legislation which we're told will strengthen the powers insofar as that's possible of an inquiry, what are we talking about with what powers?
Well, they have to go forward within the constraints of the Constitution, the Abilara decision from over a decade ago now. And since they failed, since the government failed to get its referendum through in October 2011, that means that a parliamentary inquiry can't, for example, come to a conclusion that some individual behaved improperly or is to be blamed in some way for the events of the the last few years. Also, as well, a parliamentary inquiry would, I don't think, be able to get around obstacles on the grounds of cabinet confidentiality, because the constitutional provision in relation to cabinet confidentiality refers only to a court or to a tribunal established under a resolution passed by both houses of the Oireachtas. So there might be an additional impediment there. So what the government seems to be proposing is the most straightforward kind of collation of evidence, I suppose you could say, that a committee could do, which is just that they gather the documents, they bring witnesses in, and then they don't really make any report in relation to it except to set out everything they've heard. And that's what happened after the collapse of the partnership government in 1994, for example, and the question of the appointment of Harry Whelan as a judge of the High Court. People came in, they gave their evidence, and that was left sit there, and the public could draw their own conclusions.
And let's admit it, part of that is the putting them in the stocks satisfaction.
Yes.
Yeah, just give them a hard time. Yeah. OK, now you mentioned papers. As things stand, could such an inquiry demand and get papers and from whom?
Oh, yes. No, the powers go back to 1997 to compel people to attend and give evidence and
from
to
banks?
Produce documents. Yeah, no, there's no difficulty about that. The real problem with the inquiries is what happens when you get somebody before the inquiry and they're entitled to legal representation and how they could be cross-examined.
Yeah, if they can demand and get papers they want from anyone, including
there's
a bank.
There's no difficulty about that, yeah.
Right, OK. So, and how about compelling witnesses? Would a private citizen not be entitled to say to a committee, I'm not going to appear?
Oh, no. A direction can be issued to somebody to appear before a committee. That's never really been the problem, getting people to appear. It's what you do with them once they're before a committee.
OK. Other problems with papers are, first of all, as the Taoiseach said yesterday, there are no papers of the meeting, for example, that of the Cabinet, rather unusual Cabinet meeting with a lot of the ministers not present, which issued the guarantee, agreed to it. There are no papers for that, or indeed for other meetings with bankers. So that's an obvious problem. What about people outside Ireland?
Well, there could be a problem with the European Central Bank, because the European Central Bank is very concerned about its, not only its independence in Frankfurt, but also the independence of the national central banks as well, for example, because they're part of a euro system. And that's a matter of European law. So I presume it could be fought out in the Irish courts, not just in terms of the ECB refusing to release documentation, but also perhaps the extent to which the central bank here is allowed to, or is compellable to, you know.
Finally, there are three criminal prosecutions pending against individuals in Anglo-Irish, and the Taoiseach said there are more investigations completed and now with the DPP. So what do you think are the realistic prospects for an investigation beginning and getting somewhere and completing its work?
Well, it may begin, but it could be a stop-start process, of course, in terms of having to avoid prejudicing pending prosecutions. I think one of the concerns the eight former attorney generals addressed, for example, in the 2011 referendum was this whole, and the ICCL very successfully launched this theme of a kangaroo court, for example. So I think that's one of the concerns. Interfering with pending criminal prosecutions against people could be a big problem for taking an Oireachtas inquiry forward.
So this will take years before it could get it stuck into.
I think
maybe what are its prospects of getting to the end?
I suppose it would be fair to say that an Oireachtas inquiry could be an opportunity to get more documents out into the public domain and to bring more people before committees. But it may just be a glimpse into behind the curtain, so to speak, rather than laying everything bare.
John O'Dowd, thank you very much. 7:21.